Chuck Jad Freestyle for Saturday, February 15, 2014. Oh, it's good to talk to you again. And just feeding the cats real quick before heading out to go see RoboCop. So you might hear cats meowing in the background as I give them some food. This is an audio blog, not terribly exciting as opposed to some of the other productions I do. But just a little slice of life. So, you guys, no switching food. Todd's on a special diet. And I don't want to lock him in the bathroom while he eats his food, keep him separated, because they like to switch. They'll eat a little, and then Holly likes Todd's food, Todd likes Holly's food. But if he eats Holly's food too much, he gets crystals, which are the cat version of, what, like kidney stones for us? Gotta feed Holly first. She's been here the longest. There's a protocol to feeding cats in this house. Anyway, latest news is I officially have a new role at ServiceNow. I think I mentioned a while ago that Dave Slusher had come on board onto the expert services team, onto my team, actually. No switching food, remember. Eat your own food. I'm going to sit right here for a few minutes. And he's been accompanying me to one of the customer sites to build out a custom application for them. I'm going to set this down for a second. Hopefully it'll still pick up. And doing quite well. Quite well. And in early December, I was offered an opportunity with our enablement team, which is the internal training people as opposed to the customer-facing courses and curriculums and things of that nature. So I thought about it over the holidays and eventually, make a long story short, accepted the offer. Had some trepidations about becoming non-billable again because cost centers are often scrutinized hardest in downturns. But since there's no downturn in the forecast, then again, whoever sees those coming, right? I thought I'd take it. So that's good because we did a recent survey and there was a specific set of questions and a specific group of people that had some concerns, and I will be addressing those. So I will be taking my technical expertise and my training experience and putting them together and benefiting the internal people, because there are as many technical consultants out there building and solving customer challenges and whatnot. There's 150 of them out there, and that's about how many people were at the whole company when I started just a few short years ago. So very excited about it. Looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun putting together presentations and sharing technical information. And a lot of the quote-unquote elective stuff that I was doing in the past is still going to continue. Voiceover work for the documentation team and their videos. Actually doing more of the production of that stuff with screen captures and video and things like that. I did some of that this past week. And continuing the TechNow series, if you go onto YouTube to the ServiceNow demo channel, you'll see a series called TechNow that looks an awful lot like Technorama for work, because it's the same studio, same setup, same. It just swap out Craig for Andrew Kincaid, and we talk shop, and we solve problems, and we use some PowerPoints, and it's the same kind of lighthearted chit-chat, we keep it professional, and the customers seem to like it. I went to a workshop last week in Connecticut, and a couple people noticed me from those videos, and I went to a user group meeting down in Madison this week, and a few more people recognized me, and you know, I'm humbled that I can help them, and they enjoy it, and they find it useful, and I want to continue doing that, both for the customers and, of course, for our internal people to address that need that has been addressed or recognized. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think so. I realized that, every time something comes up, I think I got the world's greatest job in the world. And then somebody comes up and says, hey, you want to come work in this team or you want to come work for us? And it just keeps getting better. I'm not actively seeking these opportunities, and I feel very blessed that they're finding me. I was on the expert services team, half billable and half, you know, R&D, growth and development, whatever you want to call it. And You know, when Heath from the enablement team approached me, I said, you know, I got the greatest job in the world. I can work with the customers and keep the knives sharp, and then use those lessons to share with others. Well, this is going to be full time share with others. So I have to look to others to find those opportunities or you know, those learning opportunities. So I'm going to be talking to my colleagues around the world, the UK, Australia, Singapore, the US, of course. And hey, I said no switching food. Silly cats, they just did a 180 on me. You eat yours, and you eat yours, okay? If you're done, I'll put it away. Now eat your food. See, I get talking and I lose track of the... No, Todd, eat yours. Good boy. Holly, are you done? I think they just get bored. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. And of course, the Phoenix project is moving along. We had a stager over at our Wisconsin home this past week, and she walked around and said, you know, paint this and move that. And we've got a big honey-do list of things. Donna's going to go shopping with this lady to pick out some new window treatments. Nothing terribly expensive. A few new fixtures in the bathrooms. We didn't realize it, but over time... No, that's Holly's food. Don't eat Holly's food. Holly's done. You eat Todd's food. Here. But over time, we ended up with, you know, chrome fixtures on the faucets. But, I don't know what they call it. Brushed, bronze-colored... a toilet paper roll, and then a wooden towel rack, you know, so nothing really matched. We just sort of fixed it up as we went. So now it's time to solidify and tie things together to make the house showroom ready. And we want to do this over the next few months. We've got 6 months before we really want to sell. A lot of painting needs doing. We'll probably hire most of that out because we've gone with kind of a pale motif over the years. Pale pink, pale yellow, pale blue, pale peach. The only boldness is the recent stuff we did in the family room about 3 years ago and Lisa's room. And Lisa has more of an artistic flair than the rest of us in the family. Donna, me, and Julie are more analytical. But Lisa, you know, she's very bright and she's very artistic and she knows how to, you know, tie a room together, what pictures go where and what colors go with what. So I think she's going to have fun with this. But our color schemes are going to be changing to more, almost more like a Starbucks. You know, latte here and cardboard there. And it's different shades of tan, of course. To a man, it's just light tan, dark tan, light brown. But I'm sure it'll look good. We've got to paint a few things like lamp, bases from pastels that used to work with the old couch to black, and that'll tie in the TV and things. So we're not painting any of the natural woodwork that we did about 7-8 years ago. Fortunately, that'll all be the nice stained maple color that we've got around and throughout the house, so that ties things together. Anyway, I don't mean to bore you with our housing stuff, but it is moving along. Started last night. I was bacheloring it. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll know that Donna has taken a quick trip to visit her mom in the UP, and Lisa is out with her boyfriend. So I rearranged the living room per the specifications that the stager gave us. I'm not taking down any pictures or anything yet. That'll happen when we paint and get closer to listing the house. But you know, the kind of everything rotated about 90 degrees. Which makes sense from a number of standpoints. The only downside is you can't see the TV from the kitchen. It's facing away from us. But, hey, you know what? Shouldn't be watching TV at the table anyway. So, anyway, I'm dribbling on. I hope the recording is still going. You never know. Gotta check. Sometimes things happen. If you listen to Technorama, things happen all the time. Thinking about plans for Dragon Con. We are working on something special. I probably mentioned it already, but the Santa bot at the end of the parade. I've got to find a car. I can't find... I'm really hoping for a red convertible that we can drive. Now, Craig's red Beetle has a sunroof, but and I don't think it's going to work that well.
He said his parents have a red convertible, but it's brand new, and they probably won't let us drive it in a parade. And I talked to their car rental companies. They can't guarantee a specific color for a convertible on a specific date. So I am going to reach out to the larger masses that is the Dragon Con parade list. I've asked JP, the parade coordinator, if I could do that. And she said, absolutely. You know, it's a great community, and you never know what you get. You know, if you don't ask, you don't get. Learned that a long time ago. On the bad news, oh, man. Lisa's Subaru, her 2005 that we bought her in August, has a head gasket problem. She said, Dad, my car's heating up real fast. I can only go about a mile, and it's at, you know, 3/4 to 90% overheated. I went, oh, that's not usually good. So we brought it in on Monday. They said, yeah, you got a head gasket problem. I was hoping it was just a stuck thermostat, but it's not. It turns out that the water pump also needs help. But they were supposed to get it done by Wednesday night, and here it is Saturday, and it's still not done. So we're up for some more car repairs. This is the second Subaru. The other one is a 96. Granted, it had about 2.5 times more miles on it. But, you know, she's feeling kind of hexed, cursed, whatever you want to call it, that she's had two Subarus and they had the same kind of problem. But this one's a little more expensive, so we have to repair this one rather than ditch it like the last one. The repairs on the last one would have cost more than the car was worth. So, yeah. Want to make sure she's safe. Want to make sure she has a car for college. But dang, it's getting expensive. I went, ouch, there goes my bonus. But we'll get a little bit of windfall from work because they just did away with the vacation accrual. I don't know if anybody else has known this, but Twitter and Netflix and a bunch of other companies are starting to do this. You no longer have to get approval for vacation, for paid time off. So if I want to take a week off, I just go to my boss and say, hey, I'd like a week off. And he says, well, you know, we got to have some way to track it, I guess. So it's between him and me. That we go, well, let's make sure there's no conflicts with customers or internal things or other employees. And if it works, it works. And I'll get between 3 and 4 weeks instead of, well, if you've been here for 1 year, you get 2 weeks. If you've been here between 2 and 5 years, you get 3 weeks. And that kind of thing where it's a graduated thing on seniority, which I kind of liked. But for new people coming in who have had years of experience, that it's kind of a jip because they... You know, that's a cost of changing jobs. Well, that cost is no longer an issue. But it also saves financially because unused vacation it shows up on the P&L statements. And if you don't take it, you know, that's why a lot of companies say you can only roll over 120 hours or so from 1 year to the next. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore. If you don't use it, you don't use it. I mean, it doesn't hurt them. It really hurts the employee. So we want to make sure that everybody's taking the vacation they need without feeling the pressure to take it. By the same token, if an emergency comes up, you know, you have that flexibility that you can do that. So we'll see how it goes. It's a neat concept. It's a bit liberating. It's a bit surprising. As we get to be a bigger company very, very quickly and everything gets scrutinized, like expense reports and, you know, travel and whatnot, you know, we're still on a rapid growth, so it doesn't feel like there's cutbacks, how can we save money? This is a problem that every organization faces that offers paid time off to its full-time employees, and it's, was a salary non-exempt, hourly non-exempt. I can't remember the terms anymore. I kind of forgot those since I have not been a manager for a few years. But, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And as I mentioned, there's going to be a bit of a windfall because they're paying out the unused vacation. I think I had about 130 hours. I know I had at least 120, so that's like 1.5 paychecks that I'll be getting as a free paycheck in a few weeks. So, not too shabby there. Kind of like a bonus between bonuses. So with that, I'm going to stop rambling. I got to go pick up Big Scott T to go watch RoboCop. And I will talk with you later. Till next time, 101. Bye.